What's up, man? All right, guys. So I'm out here at the Tri-Rail station in Boca Raton. Gonna be hopping on the train southbound, as you can see. Gonna go off to Lauderdale Airport and then off to Cancun, Mexico. And you all know what I do in Mexico. Let's just say Yogi Ob's mom gets a break for a while. So today's video is titled Grifting is a Personality Disorder. Okay, now there's a lot of grifters coming into the manosphere promising that if you watch their videos, you pay for their courses, you call them up on the phone for a $10,000 an hour consultation, that you'll go from being an incel to being Mr. Alpha Male, have your way with any woman you want, and you're gonna be the top 1% simply by watching some loser on the internet who just got lucky because Susan decided to have a little bit of fun and promote their snake oil channel. So I, Amar Mitwali, today I'm coining grifting personality disorder, okay? You know how there's narcissistic personality disorder, borderline personality disorder, right? Well, grifting is a personality disorder by itself. You see, a personality disorder simply means you're a piece of shit, okay? Like a narcissist is gonna be a narcissist no matter what. A borderline personality disordered woman, she's always gonna wreck you, she's always gonna cause all sorts of drama, she's always gonna be a piece of shit person no matter what. You see, that's part of their personality, that is part of their core, that's who they are, guys. This is the thing we need to understand about personality disorders. So as you guys know, I drove cab in LA back in the day, and as somebody who has seen well over 35,000-40,000 people, I probably have more knowledge on people in their private real world than your typical psychiatrist or psychiatrist or psychologist, especially these useless fee-fails who become psychologists and they themselves actually need mental help. Talk about the crazy people running the asylum, right? So, have you guys ever pulled into a gas station or pulled into like a heavy traffic mall and somebody... Yeah, this video is only going to be 9 minutes. It's going to be a quick video, guys. So, like I was saying, have you guys ever... Oh, God. Now they're going to do it in Mexican. Oh, well, who cares? You can probably hear me. So, like I was saying, you know how you go into a pull into a gas station or you go to a heavy traffic mall and you park and some guy comes up to you and he says, hey, man, my car just ran out of gas. Can you give me $10 to put gas in my car? We all had that scam happen to us everywhere you go. I don't care if you're in Santa Monica, you're in small town, USA, you're in Orlando, you know, you could be in Egypt, you could be in Vietnam. Did I drop anything of importance? Okay, I'll take care of it later. So, just like there are people out there who'll scam you by coming up to you and saying, hey man, my tire blew out, can you give me like $40 so I can, you know, get a new tire or $10 for gas? There are people out there who are addicted to grifting off of you. For example, I remember a while back, some Hollywood actress, I forgot, was it Winona Ryder or who it was? I forgot. There was a Hollywood actress, I forgot her name, Winona Ryder or Leanne Rimes. One of them was caught shoplifting. And it turned out that even though this woman is rich, she gets off of shoplifting, okay? There are people out there who shoplift, not because they're poor or they're desperate for the product, it's because they get their high off of shoplifting. So there are people in the manosphere right now who are gonna remain nameless, yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha, who scam you guys all the time. Now, let's get one thing out in the open, okay? Grifting off the internet is not illegal, okay? Nobody is going to go to jail for selling you snake oil, okay? Now, what you guys have got to understand is that these grifters out there, they don't care about you. I know all these guys come in and they try to give you the idea that I care for you and I'm here for you guys. As we all know, Mr. Yo-Yo-Yo homie Yo says, oh, manipulate woman. You gotta manipulate woman. Guys, if somebody's telling you to manipulate woman, guess what? They're also manipulating you too. Oh, God, is that thing gonna come on every 2 minutes? Oh, well, who cares? So, 5 minutes. Oh, yeah, that's the train going northbound. Mine is going southbound. Oh, God. Oh, well, who cares? I'll just plug my ears. So, it is imperative for you guys to understand out there. Again, as somebody who drove cab, I've seen over 35,000 people. I've seen people in their private world, okay? There are people out there, I am telling you guys, who their personality disorder is all about grifting. They get off of taking advantage of other people. Just like there's adrenaline junkies who just have to do things, crazy things. Like, you know, imagine if I decide to jump in front of the train right now, you know, trying to get the other to the other side. You know, there are people out there who get off of doing crazy stuff, okay? These grifters, they get off misleading you. They get off of taking advantage of you. Do you guys realize, how high Yo-Yo-Yo homie Yo and the king of the bathrobes, like, thinking ape calls him? Do you guys understand the high they get when you idiots actually take them seriously? You guys need to understand, man. King of the bathrobes, like thinking ape calls him, he was on welfare. Yo-Yo-Yo homie Yo was working at a nightclub for $100 a night. And now, all of a sudden, they're multi-millionaires. They got millions of subscribers. They're phony. They're fakers. They're frauds. And yet, here you guys are taking them seriously. So, again, this is going to be a short video, guys, because I just had to get this off my chest. Because, again, I always say I drove cab in LA, and a lot of you guys call me out on it. But, again, driving cab in LA, before Uber was a thing, before Tinder was a thing, you get to see people for who they really are. And that was before, you know, social media started to explode. So you get to see people really for who they are. And I am telling you, as a cab driver, there are people out there, it's part of their core self to grift. And they know they're grifting, and they get a high off of that grifting. You guys out there, you are not picking up on that. Again, I gave you an example in another video, All In with Ari, that homeless girl in Santa Monica who claimed to be homeless, living in a car. She made tens of thousands of dollars within a couple of probably weeks. She made her money, man. And when she got busted because people started to do some research about her, you know, they're like, okay, who's this girl? They found out she was a scammer. She actually had a kid that she abused. She was a horrible human being. And there she is, scamming you, blatantly lying to your face on camera. And you idiots believed her, you know. A lot of you guys out there, you like call me out when I call out Yo-Yo-Yo homie Yo. But again, guys, as a Jew, as somebody who knows how to grift, I know a grifter when I see a grifter. And as somebody who drove cab, I know for an absolute fact that there are people out there who are addicted to grifting. You gotta understand, this is part of their personality. You cannot change them, okay? Once they're done grifting you, manipulating you, defrauding you, they'll just go find another loser to take advantage of. This is what you guys gotta understand, man. Personality disorders are real. There is no treatment. There is no cure for personality disorder, guys, okay? You know, you can't go to therapy for being a narcissist. You can't go to therapy for being a BPD girl. You can't go to therapy for being a grifter. It's who you are, and we do not change as humans. Anyway, the train is coming. That's a northbound train. I don't care for it, but still, man, my train is coming in a couple of minutes. And like I said, man, I'm just doing this video to get this off of my chest, because you guys out there have got to realize, when you see somebody exploding out of nowhere, claiming to be an alpha male, claiming to lead you to the promised land, all you have to do is watch their videos, buy their books, call them up on the phone for $10,000 an hour. You know, they are defrauding you, especially when they don't have a track record, okay? Yo, homie, what was he doing before YouTube? He was a bartender, or not a bar. He wasn't even good enough to be a bartender. He was a bouncer, you know? What was King of the Bathrobes was doing before his YouTube channel took off? He was on welfare. The British government was giving him money because he was a brokey. Yet now the guy turns around and he makes fun of brokies. He's like, oh, if you don't sub to my channel, if you don't call me on the phone, if you don't go to my Patreon, you're a brokey. It's like, bro, just a year ago, you were a freaking brokey. Anyway, guys, this is my train. Talk to you later, okay? Peace.